My name is Alex. I am 13 years old. Today is November 24th, 2018. I am speaking with my grandpa. We are recording this interview in Millstadt, Illinois. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
My childhood was originated in Chester, Illinois. I went to the Lutheran school there for 8 years in grade school. Then I went to the high school in Chester. And from there I went to SIU for 2 years. And I had a great childhood in Chester. It was a lot of, we played baseball in the backyard. We didn't have too much organized sports at that time, but we had plenty of activity in the vacant lot adjoining our property. And then we used to go to the movies, and I think, if I remember right, I got to go to a movie for like 15 cents and see Bud Abbott and Lou Costello go to Mars. I think that was one of the big ones then. So I guess that's about all I can tell you about my childhood up to where I went to school when I got out of school.
Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life? Okay.
I think the most difficult points in my life was probably after we was probably married for like 40-some years, and we had two incidences of health problems in our family. One was my wife, who had dealt with breast cancer, and that was a trying situation. And then our granddaughter Hannah had an issue with the condition of cancer in her brain, and with expert medical attention and great care, she both, my granddaughter Hannah and wife Carol, has done real well. So that was the most difficult time, but yet it turned out very good.
Can you tell me about one or two people who have the biggest influence on your life?
I probably had three people that had a pretty good influence on my life. Would have been my buddy in high school, who went on to college and got me interested in going to college also. And we went together, which I think was an influence. And we went to school together down at Southern. And I think that was a big influence on how my future went as far as schooling. Secondly, would be, of course, my wife. She influences me probably throughout my life. We discuss things, and she's always got a good alternative or answer to questions that we may have together. So she's been a big influence on my life. And just my family in general, I think, has my son Ken and my daughter Mona have been big influences on my life.
Tell me about a teacher or another adult that had a big impact on your life while you were growing up.
The biggest influence, or the most influence in my schooling years, would have been in Southern when I had a electronics teacher that really intrigued me and got me interested in the electronic field and in machine tool. I took a machine course there, and he really helped me as far as being interested in the mechanical part of industry. And both of those had a big influence on my what I wanted to do in life. And I became an electrician. I worked at McDonnell Douglas for a while, and then I became a construction electrician for 29 years, and that all worked out well. And I think that was probably due to the fact that I was guided kind of that way by these individual teachers in my education.
What advice would you give your teenage self?
Okay, giving yourself advice 60 years ago At that point in time, you have to think back, and you know so much now, and you would have so much advice that I would think that the only thing you could really say to yourself, to stay true to yourself, do what you know is right, and just continue on and don't give up. That's about all I can say.
Are there any positive or negative moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today?
Looking back, I think there are mostly positive memories that I can think of, and just any individual positive moment, I can't think of anything individually, but I think your attitude toward being positive throughout your life will combine into a general positive feeling. So they kind of are additive to give you a positive outlook on life.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
I think the happiest memories in your life would be a group of many happy memories. And one of them would be getting married, enjoying a great life together, and having two wonderful children and four great grandchildren. So those, again, add up to a real nice memory of your life growing up as an adult.
What are you most grateful for?
Most grateful thing that I can be thankful for is being able to live in a country that is free, in a country that you are not suppressed by one individual or a group of individuals, and you can advance yourself as far as you want to go and be productive in our society.
Did you have a nickname, and how did you get it?
A nickname's pretty easy for me because it's lived me all the way till the time I got married. My nickname, my given name, first name, was Leonard. My nickname has been Lenny ever since I was going to remember and up until the time that I was married. And my wife, Carol, didn't think that Lenny was quite professional enough or whatever you might call it, dignified. So anyway, she said Lenny wouldn't work anymore. So I don't go by Lenny, I go by Len. So I guess that's my nickname, and I don't know really how I got it, but it stayed with me till I got married.
Did you like school? Why or why not?
Grade school was not my favorite 8 years, and I don't really know why, but it just seemed like the studies weren't too interesting for me. So, and then after I got to high school, I got interested in things that I really enjoyed learning about. And so that really piqued my interest in education. And then, of course, I went on to the couple years of college, and then I was really enthused with the work I did throughout my life. So that's my school interests were piqued in my high school rather than my grade school. We done?
Yep.
Wow. Okay, you're a good interviewer.
Thank you.
You ever thinking about getting into
redo that one about what I